Chapter 7. The Tregonum Igneum. We would like to discuss briefly the temple order, which has to be observed by pupils of the spiritual school of the Golden Rosycross. It is a temple order which is not only valid for us, but was observed through all times in all the sanctified places of the Brotherhood, and thus is intended for everyone. The practice with regard to temple order should not be seen as mystical decorum, or only as reverent actions. A temple of the Golden Rosycross, which is consecrated to the Universal Seven Spirit, is a focus of the magnetic body of the young Gnosis. So it is a matter of course that every pupil will be filled with the greatest reverence when he enters the temple, not because of a mystic fear or under the compulsion of authority, but because of an intelligent understanding and experience. For a focus, consecrated to the sevenfold universal spirit, is a magnetic field, a force field, a vibration field. And it may be expected from every pupil that he perceives at least something of such a field, that he therefore behaves accordingly and attunes his bearing, gestures, and thoughts to what he experiences. That is why it can be expected that everyone who visits one of the consecrated working places proves his right to do so by behaving in a dignified manner. If there were pupils whose elementary behavior in the temple fell below the requirements, one could speak of abuse. The right to visit the temple would have to be denied to them solely for that reason. Why, you will perhaps ask? Well, the reasons are obvious. Someone whose behavior is out of keeping with the temple will also be out of keeping with respect to the radiation field, the chain of brotherhoods, the universal doctrine, and the work. It is an absolute law that a person's behavior always conforms with his state of being. Every inner emotion or lack of emotion is immediately revealed by behavior. Even if one forces oneself to keep a certain posture, the keen observer will still be able to establish one's true state of being. Reverence is experienced spontaneously and demonstrated on the basis of a fundamental condition. This fundamental condition exists in the Fotsi of the spiritual school. If one does not demonstrate reverence, then one is not experiencing the fundamental condition, and you will understand that abuse can be very dangerous for the body. In our temples, we are gathered as brothers and sisters of the young Gnostic Brotherhood. As such, we have entered into a sacramental binding with the spiritual school, a binding that without exception will determine our future. To a fall or to a resurrection, it will determine the future of our relationship with the Gnosis. For our bond with the spiritual school was not made with the power radiations of the seventh cosmic domain, but solely with those of the sixth cosmic domain, the life atmosphere of soul mankind. This has a profound magic significance, and we can clearly distinguish three stages. 1. Your entire microcosmic state of being, with everything it contains, must rotate in a sevenfold way in the great field of the Universal Seven Spirit. In this way, different aspects of this sevenfold power will keep on being brought into a corresponding interaction with your own seven aspects. 2. This sevenfold preparation is followed by the same experience as the one Christian Rosycross lived through when he was called to the sublime wedding of the Lamb, the alchemical wedding. 3. The letter was written in his heart with ineffaceable letters, so that he could begin his journey. Then he went through two gateways and passed two gatekeepers before being allowed to direct his steps to the Temple of Liberation. These experiences relate to a connecting, sacramental threefold touch of the three Gnostic mysteries, which draw a fiery triangle in one's being. This fiery triangle, which the classical Rosicrucians called the Trigonum Igneum, must also be drawn in our being, so that the radiations of the three Gnostic mysteries will possess a definite organic basis, and, on that basis, we will be enabled to enter the openness of soul mankind's sacred domain. That is why it is so joyful that we, as a nucleus group, may offer the living body of the young. Gnosis, a new fullness of manifestation. This fills the entire brotherhood with joy and gratitude.